The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. We're going to talk about girls flag football today because it has seen explosive growth in the state of Illinois and across the country for that fact. It became an official high school sport in Illinois about 3 years ago with less than two dozen teams in that inaugural season. And this past season, there were roughly 200 teams across the state of Illinois. I'm joined now by Tracy Henry, Assistant Executive Director of the Illinois High School Association. Tracy, tell us more about the growth and popularity of girls flag football in the state.
Hey, Megan, thanks so much for having me. It's just been exciting for all of our schools throughout the state of Illinois and certainly for our female flag football players here in Illinois. It started about 2 years ago, and we surveyed our membership last year, thought we might have right around 124 schools, and ended up with a surplus of about 30 schools that competed in our inaugural season, rounding out the field this year for 154 that competed in the state series, but 170 teams that were maintained locally at their high school competing throughout the year and the season. So it's been something that our schools and certainly the student athletes have shown immense interest in, and it's just really exploded right here in Illinois.
What do you think is driving the interest?
You know, I think Illinois has always been a state that has had a really strong tradition when it comes to the tackle football game. So to have females have the opportunity to come off of cheering for tackle football players on the sidelines and to just be a part of the game, I think that that's been really appealing to a lot of our high school athletes. The game is quick. It takes about an hour. We play two 20-minute halves. So it's a very fast-paced game. It's a sport that's really for everyone. A lot of our other traditional female sports that occur in the fall, you need some sort of skilled training in those sports to be successful at that high school level, really prior to high school. So this is a sport that kids can start for the first time and have the ability to represent their school and their community on being a part of this team. But I think girls just love the opportunity to participate in the game of football.
That's fantastic. Now, even though it is flag football, I mean, it's still a contact sport, isn't it?
You know, it is. It should be minimal contact, but yes, we do have some screening. There is some incidental contact, but for the most part, it is a, you know, a safer sport than your game of tackle because you are pulling the flag versus taking another player essentially to the ground or out of bounds.
When it comes to the cost of operating a girls' flag football program, maybe compared to some other sports or compared to traditional tackle football, what do you see for schools?
You know, that piece is very minimal. When it comes to equipment, you're required to have a mouth guard, you're required to have flags, and then we also do require you to have both a home and away jersey. But aside from that, yeah, you don't have the costs associated with tackle when it comes to the pads, the equipment, and then also the helmets. We do have a soft shell helmet that a number of our teams utilize. It is optional at this time for teams to wear those, but the costs are really significant. Less. We do play on a full-size tackle high school football field, so that is outdoors, and it's just been really successful and something that we've seen a lot of schools really implement very quickly here in Illinois.
We're speaking with Tracy Henry with the Illinois High School Association. What do you see as prospects for further growth for this sport for girls?
Yeah, you know, we actually have our advisory committee meeting today where we'll look at adjusting some of our rules and also look at anticipated growth in the future. We do anticipate close to about an additional 25 teams adding again next year, but hopefully the growth, we continue to see it expand geographically throughout our state. Right now, the majority of our teams are located in that northwest suburban, northeast suburban, and Chicagoland area, so we hope it's a sport that continues to have students that are excited to participate all throughout the state, southeast and west and central Illinois as well.
So if there are schools in the Metro East that are listening right now, how would they get more information about starting programs like this?
Sure. You know, the best place to start is going to be to start with their local high school athletic director. Many of our high schools have policies before they implement programs that they'll survey their student athletes to try to get numbers of students that want to participate. They have a threshold that they'll establish. Maybe, look, we have a number of schools that are conducting it as an intramural sport right now to see if that participation level maintains locally at their school. And then our athletic directors have the ability to request information from our office. We have a number of webinars. We have rule books, terms and conditions, season limitations, all information that we can get directly to those athletic directors at their local high schools.
Tracy, thank you so much. Appreciate you joining us.
All right. You bet, Megan. Have a good one.
You too. That is Tracy Henry, Assistant Executive Director of the Illinois High School Association, talking about the impressive growth of girls flag football in the state of Illinois. We'll come